I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Former Richland Center High School athlete Wes Keller is now in his senior season with the UW Eau Claire track and field teams. Over the weekend, he wrapped up the indoor season as an All-American. Wes jumped 6.975 in the high jump competition to earn fifth place at Gosselano Training Center at Nazareth University in Rochester, New York. And as a result, he became a Division III All-American again. Congratulations to Wes. His parents are Ryan and Michelle Keller of Richland Center. Over the weekend, boys basketball teams from Southwestern and Central Wisconsin kind of took a hit. A lot of teams went down to defeat in the sectional finals on Saturday afternoon. Among them, Royal, they lost to Cochran Fountain City 53-41. Also, Wisconsin Dells was beaten soundly at Baraboo High School by Lake Mills 73-31. Mount Horeb went down to defeat to Wauwatosa West 71-59. But Mineral Point stayed alive in the tournament with an 80-44 victory against Marshall. So looking at that Division IV field, the seedings are in. Mineral Point is seeded second in the tournament. Bondwell is number one, and they'll take on the Prairie School at 6:35 on Thursday night, followed by the Pointers against number three seed Aquinas, 15 minutes following game one. The boys' tournament kicks off on Thursday afternoon when number one seed Freedom plays number four seed Elk Mound at 1:35, and number two seed Milwaukee Academy of Science will battle number three Lake Mills. The tournament on Friday morning in Division 5, number one seed Cochran Fountain City plays number four Turtle Lake, and number two Sheboygan Lutheran will battle number three Abundant Life Christian. In Division 2 action early Friday afternoon, Racine Park will play Cedarburg. They are the 1-4 seeds. Number two seed Wauwatosa West plays number three Wausau East. Following that, and the championship games, of course, will be played on Saturday. Division 1 semifinals Friday night. Number 1 seed Wisconsin Lutheran plays number 4 Oshkosh North. Number 2 seed Wanakee plays number 3 seed Marshfield. That all part of the boys state basketball tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison coming up this weekend. Over the weekend at the Resch Center in Green Bay, the WIAA girls tournament wrapped up. The number one team in Division I, by virtue of a 47-26 championship win over Muskego, is Kimberly. They finished the season at 28-1. The Division II champion was Wauwatosa East as they eked one out over Edgewood 59-58 to take the Division II title. Division 3 was won by Oostburg, 49-36 over Xavier in that final game. Division 4, it was Cuba City reigning supreme, becoming only the second fourth seed to win a state championship in the girls' history. Cuba City winning 53-50 over St. Mary Catholic, which was seeded second coming into the tournament. And in Division 5, the champion was Assumption, as they outlasted Barneveld in a defensive battle 34-30. Barneveld the runner-up, and Assumption the number one team in Division 5. Also getting underway today, high school baseball, softball, girls soccer, starting play for at least practicing for the upcoming season. There are some girls scrimmages as early as next week here in Southwest Wisconsin. And we will get our first track meets, most of them indoors, in the next couple of weeks. On the state scene, the Badger men's basketball team has earned a number three seed in the NCAA tournament despite losing the Big Ten title game to Michigan. The Wolverines closed Sunday's championship game on an 11-2 run to win 59-53. Wisconsin had set a conference tournament single game record with 19 three-pointers last week, but shooters were good on only 7 of 39 Sunday. John Blackwell's 18 points topped the scoring column. Following the game yesterday, Coach Greg Gard was talked about the order of business now for the team following the defeat in Indianapolis.
No, I think our strength coach will take care of some of that. Tomorrow we'll fly back here tonight and then use tomorrow as a recovery day and then use Tuesday, Wednesday as prep days for Montana and then be ready to go. I think we're leaving sometime Tuesday, and then we'll have our open practice after Wednesday and then be ready to go for Thursday.
Coach Greg Gard, his team taking on Montana, a 14th seed, Thursday afternoon, 12:35, the scheduled tip-off time. We'll have the game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Marquette has been seeded 7th in the NCAA tournament after a 79-63 loss to St. John's Friday. The Golden Eagles will meet New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. This is the fourth time in 4 years the team has qualified for the championship tournament since Shaka Smart took over as coach. Marquette will take a 23-10 record into the game at Rocket Arena. Another triple-double by Giannis Antetokounmpo was not enough to keep Sunday's game close for the Bucks. The Oklahoma City Thunder rolled to a 121-105 decision. Giannis filled the stat sheet with 21 points, 10 assists, and a dozen rebounds. A day after outscoring Indiana, 126-119, Milwaukee was held to 41 points in a low-scoring first half at Fiserv Forum. The team flies to the West Coast for a Tuesday game at Golden State, kicking off a 5-game Western road swing, which Dame Lillard called very important for the team.
It's coming at the perfect time. You know, like you said, it's a big trip. You know, we got to handle our business, but I think it's a huge opportunity for us too. You know, coming down the stretch of the season, getting ready for the playoffs, you know, I think it's something that we need. You know, we got to go out here against good teams. It's a long trip, and you know, it's going to tell us a lot about where we are.
Elsewhere yesterday in the NBA, Philadelphia 130, Dallas 125, Orlando beat Cleveland 108-103, the Lakers 107, Phoenix 96, Portland 105, Portland was a winner against Toronto, that is 105-102, Brooklyn 122, Atlanta 114, the Clippers 123, Charlotte 88, and Minnesota over Utah 128-102. The Wisconsin women's hockey team will meet Minnesota in the first round of the NCAA Frozen Four Friday night. That will be the sixth time the two rivals have met this season, and it will be skated on the Golden Gophers' home ice. The Badgers advanced by beating Clarkson 4-1 Saturday in Laban Arena. Ava Murphy, Kelly Gorbatenko, Layla Edwards, and Lacey Eden scored goals. This is the 16th time in program history that UW has appeared in the Women's Frozen Four. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.